With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Worker safety is paramount in these coronavirus times we are living in, and the good folks in agriculture know they have their work cut out for them as the rules seem to change daily. And John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says growers have a lot of questions as the state develops those rules.
And in many cases that you get people asking clarifying questions that the agencies have to think about and are not necessarily prepared to answer immediately. And so you're told that the rule is effective today and they'll get back to you about what exactly the rule means.
Devaney says they continue to talk about the rules on distancing, hand washing, housing, and other things.
You know, those are issues that we're still discussing with the state, but there is general agreement that there are a number of things that our industry can and should and is doing to make sure that workers stay safe and can continue to do essential work to keep supplying food to Americans in the world while not putting their own health and safety in danger.
Given the situation, Devaney says the state is doing what it can.
I believe that they're trying. There's a lot of frustration from, you know, growers on how quickly things are being implemented, how the guidance has changed over time. I'm not necessarily blaming the state for that because they are learning more, and it is the crisis situation is always difficult to manage.
Listen tomorrow for more on the rules and changes being implemented as we speak. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent. It's Allison Walston, and this week, Allison, let's talk about not a potato, but fruit russet.
Russet occurs when fruit skin cells are damaged 30 to 40 days after petal fall. Several things can cause this, and each leave their own style.
Now, can we determine what caused the russet by maybe the damage left behind?
Brown stem bolls mean either wet weather or rust mites. Netting, which looks like bad lace on the fruit, can occur from early powdery mildew. Rings or leaf outlines appear if there are poor drying conditions after a spray application, when water droplets pool at the bottom or under a leaf. Tannish sunken areas can be caused by frost.
So are all apples and pears prone to russet?
Yellow or green fruit are more prone compared to red fruit. Anjo pears are probably the worst for russet. In the next episode, I'll discuss some options for prevention.
Oh, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.